All right, good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me. I'm here in Memphis, Tennessee, and we are up to Simin Shin Yud Ches Si'if Tes Zayin. So this is page Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, a little bit of a break from Dinei Bishul, because this is mostly about molid or nolad, because sometimes when you expose things to heat, you cook them, and sometimes when you expose things to heat, you change their form. Something that has become congealed will liquefy. So that's what much of this Si'if is going to be about. So says the Shulchan Aruch Sif Tezayin, Mutter Litein Ipanda, Kenegede Esh B'makom Shayat Soledes. You're allowed to put in Ipanda, which the best I can translate is some type of knish, where there was dough on the outside and on the inside was like congealed fat. So you're allowed to put that in a place that's near the fire, even where it could get to Yat Soledes. Even though the fat that's inside is going to liquefy. And certainly if you have a pot that has a sauce, a food with a sauce that has become congealed, when it liquefies, it's not going to be be'en, the shari, because it's going to just absorb in the food. That's going to be mutter. The yesh machmirin. However, there are those that are machmir about this. V'nagula hachmir, and the minig is to be machmir. Miu b'mekom tzarech yesh l'smocha svar rishona. But if there is a need, then we'll rely on the first opinion. So says the Mishabur Siv Katan Kuf, in Pando, who pashtida and niskar bekama mekomos. This is what we call pashtida that's mentioned all over Shas. V'hu pas kfula hamamula b'chaticho shuman v'nosu sham kedei l'chammo. It is a dough that is folded over and it has cuts of fat that are inside of it, and you put it there in order to heat it up. And the reason that it's mutter is given shu yavesh, since it's dry, afshen it's stunning, even though it's been cooled down since it was originally cooked, lo shayich be bishalot, it's not going to be subject to bishal anymore, because for a davar yavesh, we certainly say ein bishal achar bishal. So that we're not worried about. What about the molid nola? And it's also not bishul of the shuman, because even though the shuman is going to liquefy, when you're putting it on the heat source, it's already a solid food. So it's a solid, and therefore it's not going to be subject to bishul. So sif katan kuf is why I'm not worried about bishul. The reason we're giving an example of putting it kenegeda esh and not directly on the fire is because even fully cooked food to put directly on the fire is nisr drabanan. So I'm not worried about mechsik and mevashel, because I did it with a kliya mafsik, with a kedera al gabe kedera, or whatever other way you warm up cold solid food on Shabbos morning. Now we get to the core issue. What about molid? Velo dami l'risuk shalegu barad. It is not like melting or crushing snow or ice. Hamvor l'kaman b'simen shinchav sivtesto asr mitam nolad, which we're going to see in simen shinchav is asr because of nolad. Shemolid amayim, because you're creating the water. And over here also the fat was congealed and now it's becoming liquefied. Why isn't it the same thing as crushing ice? Because over here it's happening on its own. You're putting it near a heat source and then slowly on its own it's liquefying. That would be like taking an ice cube and putting it on the table. So it's slowly liquefying. That would be mutter. It's only when you're actively doing it, it's going to be asr, according to this opinion. The gabe barad nami tanya, we say the same thing when it comes to ice. That you could put an ice cube in a drink, and then slowly on its own it will liquefy, and you don't have to worry about that. That even though it's going to liquefy, but that happens on its own. It doesn't happen with your active involvement. We don't have these conditions with fat inside of it, but for a while it was very popular to have as a dessert those chocolate cakes that you'd heat them up and then it would ooze when you'd cut them open. It would ooze liquefied chocolate. So the chocolate was not liquefied when you first put it on the heat source. So l'chara, this is exactly the same thing as that, right? That according to the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch, it is mutter. And certainly if you have a pot that has some gravy that has been congealed, so because then when it when it liquefies, it just gets mixed in with the gravy that hasn't congealed. And that's like putting an ice cube into a drink where it's mutter, because it just totally, you don't even see it disappear. You don't even see it turning into something else, because it just blends in with the liquid that you've put it into. So it's mutter as far as nolad is concerned. As far as bishel is concerned, to take the congealed gravy is going to be a bigger problem. Because gravy is a moist thing. And a cold gravy is going to be shaykh bishel. So that's only, meaning if you still have liquid gravy, you're not allowed to heat that up anywhere to the point of yatzel ledesbo. The only place you're allowed to put it is a place where it can't get to yatzel ledesbo. So essentially, we always have to be mindful of all three issues, of bishel daraisa, of mechzik mevashel, or bishel drabanan, and of molad or nolad. But this whole sif is primarily focused on the molad or nolad, so the Mishnah Berurah is just cleaning up for us how we avoid the bishel issues. V'yesh machmirin, and there are those that are machmir. What's the sheet of the machmirin? Svir ludgam b'zeshayich isur nolad, because they hold that it's nolad even when the fat liquefies. V'afilu b'gedere shashum murav v'marak, and even if you have some gravy and some congealed gravy, it's going to be nolad. V'lo dami lo dami nam nosin l'tol chakos, it's not like putting an ice cube in a drink. Tasa mina bar nikar klal kashinim chabakos, because there you don't see the ice at all once it liquefies. Avol shuman shinim chatzaf l'mayle v'nikarhu, but if you have pieces of congealed fat that are in a gravy, even when it liquefies, it goes to the top. According to this opinion, you wouldn't even be allowed to put it in the sun. But even the yesh machmirin are only going to be machmir if there's a lot of shuman, where it's going to flow and it's going to be an independent entity that's recognized. But if the pashtida doesn't have so much shuman on it, or you put it in a place that's not so hot, so it's not going to totally liquefy, that some of it just inside the knish is just going to become liquid. Or if you somehow clean off the shuman on the surface of the pashtida, then mutal chamim pashtida l'kuli alma, then for sure you're allowed to warm it up. Even though some of the shuman inside the meat. So what we normally recommend when heating up meat that's sitting in congealed gravy on Shabbos morning is take the meat out of the gravy and heat up the meat. There's some gravy that's on the surface of the meat. That's nothing. That's going to be mutter. Dover mutu v'shari l'kule alma. V'chein mutu l'hachim b'shabbos chatichas basur shamein af bisham k'tzasuzav. And therefore, you're allowed to warm up on Shabbos a piece of fatty meat, even though some of it is going to flow. Some of the liquid is going to flow. Given to dover mutu anivshar, because it's just a tiny amount that's becoming liquefied. Lo chashav v'shari, that's not considered significant, and that's mutter. Kasva achronim, kad shal mayim u'shar mashkin shenikrash min lamayla. If you have a beverage that has become frozen at top, shari l'kuli alma l'amid b'makom shlo yagia liyatzel ledesbo, you're for sure allowed to put it in a place that is warm, where it can't get to yatzel ledesbo, but it will warm up a little bit. Da kerach kishayim asiyah misariv takeof tocha mashkin shetach tevenu nikr, because the ice that's on the top will just blend into the liquid that's underneath it, and it's not going to be nikr. L'hachmir, mikol makom kodem shusa katan u'mutu l'aniach ha-pashtida, kivin di'esh matir nafilu achar kach, ve'en lasos kin b'fnei ama aretz. So even though we said, the Rama says, it's nahagu l'hachmir about this, but if you put the stuff with the congealed fat in the furnace before the guy turns the furnace on when it's still cold, then the guy's going to turn the furnace on to heat up the house or whatever, that's going to be mutter, as long as you don't do that in front of an ama aretz. But makom tzarech yesh lismach, and not only that, in a makom tzarech we rely on the first opinion. If it's a makom tzarech, even lechadchila you're allowed to do this. But certainly if you're at someone's house and and you see that they heated up this kind of dish, then b'dieved for sure it's not going to be aser. So to summarize what we learned today, essentially we spoke about a dish that has congealed fat. When you heat it up, the fat will become liquefied. So there were as far as bishul is concerned, we're not worried about it because ain bishul achar bishul, everything is fully cooked. As far as bishul derabanan, so the hechitimtza is that you're heating a kedera al gabe kedera. As far as nolad, there are three opinions. Opinion number one of the mechaber is that it is mutter; it's not nolad at all, because it's you're not doing anything biadayim. It's all happening on its own. It's like putting an ice cube in a beverage. Opinion number two is that it's absolutely usur; it's not at all like putting an ice cube in a beverage because it becomes independent and doesn't blend in with the beverage that's underneath it. And opinion number three is b'makom tzorech we could be mekil. But l'chadchila we are noheg to be machmir. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with a simin shin yud ches, si'if yud zayin and yud ches probably tomorrow. Also probably at an adjusted time because I'm going to have to be somewhere later in the evening. Have a wonderful evening.